USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
The FBI, Homeland Security, and other agencies investigate the shooting death of a trooper in Virginia. Trooper Chad Durmeyer shot yesterday afternoon by a man at a station in Richmond. The gunman killed in a shootout with other troopers. Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders says his reaction to Trump's remarks about abortion were taken out of context by Hillary Clinton.
Well, I believe it's a serious issue. I've been spending my entire political life fighting for the right of women to control her own body. I have 100% voting record, pro-choice voting record.
He tells Good Morning America he'd continue fighting for a woman's right to choose if he's elected president. A Mississippi law banning adoption by same-sex couples overturned. A federal judge striking it down after four legally married same-sex couples file a lawsuit. The couples arguing that the ban discriminated against people who were legally married. This is USA Radio News, powered by USARadio.com.
Hey, it's Rusty Humphreys, host of Trending Today USA, where we feature...
And you were hired for a reason. You know, if you have something to say, speak up. It's great advice. So we'll be right back. Just a second or two. It's already 3:48. Thanks for listening in today.
Bibles were taken from them. A police statement saying Lochte should be deposed in the U.S. and the transcript should be sent to the International Olympic Committee, which should forward it to Brazilian police. Meanwhile, police documents indicate that while they still claim the four vandalized a restroom bathroom, the only real damage was a sign that was knocked off the wall. Police in Phoenix, Arizona, turning up the heat on the so-called serial street shooter, responsible for 9 shooting incidents, 7 people killed since the spring. Here's Ted Houston.
The incidents so far have been west and east of downtown. The first several were in the Maryvale area, but other shootings have also been tied in through evidence.
I know we are going to catch this criminal, and we're going to return peace of mind to the people of our city and to our neighborhoods.
Mayor Greg Stanton spoke at a news conference that featured the Phoenix Police Chief, State Attorney General, and representatives of the FBI and the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, among others. Police Chief Joe Yonner says they've gotten around 1,500 tips from the public so far, but they haven't gotten the big clue that will help them track down the shooter.
And scientists have discovered a gene explaining why some people can drink more coffee than others. People with the gene have the ability to break down caffeine, requiring less coffee to get them going in the morning. A researcher says this could help scientists explain why people react differently to drugs as well. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey, Pat,
did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
Hi, this is Georgine Trinkle, your host today, Hot and Hunter, and it is August 29th, and I am always greeted by Larry here in the studio, who does 2 hours of shows before me and always has the studio just right for me. And he was off today, so I got off to a little bit of a rockier start than normal. But we are on air, and I'm happy to say we have a guest who'll be calling into the studio in just a few minutes. Our topic today, we're going to be talking about hunger. We're going to be talking about the Norwest Cap Food Bank and strategies that they deploy in order to help reduce hunger and to address the hunger issues that are here in New Jersey, in Northwest New Jersey, not only for children and not only for seniors, but for the population. A recent article indicated about 11 to 12% of the population is hungry. And I know USDA likes to use a new word, food insecurity, but I like to call it what it is. We have people that are hungry, and they're right here in our neighborhood. So we're going to be talking with Helene Meisner, possibly Janet Bray as well, from the Norwest Cap Food Bank. They have some great events coming up, which would be an easy way for all of our listeners here to support their efforts in eliminating and reducing hunger. So we're going to be talking about that. And right now, I definitely have to pay the bills, so stay with us.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
All right, now everyone wants to know what the weather is today on August 29th. And I would say this for everyone who is running around worried about the fall. We still have several weeks of summer left, so at least 3+ weeks. And we should enjoy every one of those, which means going to the beach, taking a pool day, whatever we can do to enjoy this bit of summer. I say we should do it. Today, we have mostly sunny skies with a high near 90. Very, very light winds. Definitely don't need the windbreaker today. Tonight, we have mostly clear skies with a low around 60. Tomorrow, we have a beautiful sunny day. And we're looking at a high around, 88. So a little bit cooler than it was today. But tomorrow's a perfectly beautiful day on the 30th. Tuesday night, we have a low around 60. Wednesday is not a great beach day. We have mostly sunny with a chance of thunderstorms. Wednesday night, we're looking at thunderstorms. Thursday, partly sunny with a high around 80. And then Friday would be an excellent beach day with a high of 78. But as you know, or perhaps you don't know, but this weekend we're going to be moving into the Labor Day weekend, which means we have a 3-day weekend, which means I won't be with you all next Monday. So let's take a beach day, perhaps tomorrow or Friday, call in sick, whatever you need to do. We're going to do one more advertisement, and then I'll be back with you. It's your host, Georgine Trinkle, Hot and Hunterdon.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
And I'm back here at Hot and Hunterdon in the studio in Flemington. And, of course, I'm here at the Hunterdon County Chamber office. And I wanted to talk today, before our guest called in, Helene Meisner and or Janet Bray from the food bank, I wanted to set the stage a little bit so everyone understands the enormity of the hunger situation in Northwest New Jersey and even across the country. So if you have listened to the show before, you know that I have an issue with all the social services having acronyms that make no sense. It's created like this sub-language that people really don't understand. And it's difficult for people to navigate, and it's different for people that aren't immersed in social service to really understand the benefits. And the names change. One example is food stamps. Forever, the program, a federal program, has been called the food stamp program. But several years ago, it changed its name to the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP. So it had to come up with this acronym, should I say, a snappy acronym to overuse my adjectives today. And what's happened is some people understand what the program is and some people don't. And when we look at our disenfranchised populations of people that are in poverty, we think about senior citizens, people that are over 6 years old. And it turns out from a recent study, and I just recently worked on a grant in this area with Nancy Hess, the RSVP director, and we were really saddened to find out that people, seniors and disabled individuals, are not enrolling in the food stamp program. In fact, according to this website, www.ncoa.org, and you know that I'll put that up on the Hot and 100 Facebook page, this is the National Council on Aging. So they did a study on the senior participation rate, and it turns out that the states with the highest proportion of eligible seniors enrolled in the program are in the Northeast and New England and Pacific Northwest. And it's good. Our states, you know, certainly New Jersey as one of those states, is well-developed and well-funded, and it is easier for individuals to reach the applications for government assistance. However, within those areas that are larger and or more rural, the participation rates change again. So we see that in Essex County. Essex County had the highest number of individuals that indicated that they had a hunger issue in New Jersey. And then we see in some of our rural areas that folks are not able to get the participation that they need. And I want to tell you, across the state, for individuals that are 60 years and older, and this doesn't include disabled individuals, we are looking at, in New Jersey, the number of eligible people versus the participation rate. And for all of New Jersey, that is 48%. And that's considered to be one of the, I think we're number 12 out of 51 states. We are number 12 out of 51 states that are ranked for the food stamp program. And that's a 50% participation rate. I find that to be terrible because, to me, there's 52% of the population that we are completely missing, that aren't getting a service that they need. And certainly they've been identified as being eligible based on other data, and we're not able to reach them. So to me, that's a really sad thing. And that's why our food pantries are important, because these individuals that are hungry and are not getting government assistance, even though they may be eligible, they are accessing services from their local food pantries. And today we're going to talk to someone from the food bank. So what a food bank is a distribution center that helps local food pantries. They work with nonprofit feeding charities and with other entities. They get grants, they fundraise. We're going to talk about all of that with Helene and Janet today. And what they do every day helps to eliminate hunger, helps individuals. So we're going to do a commercial break, and then we'll be right with you.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HunterdonChamberRadio.com app today.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Pat and Heidi and Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Excellent. Okay, we got the commercials out of the way. We're paying the bills today. And I am so happy to say Helene Meisner, the director of the Norwest Cap Food Bank, is on the phone to join us and jump in on the discussion of the difference between a food bank and a food pantry. Helene, thanks so much for joining me today.
It's my pleasure.
Excellent. You sound wonderful. Your radio voice is just right. I was just telling our listeners about the low participation that we see for people that are eligible for the SNAP benefit. And we were talking specifically about seniors in New Jersey with the SNAP participation rate at 50% only. And I was alluding to how these individuals, even though they're eligible for government assistance, they're not applying, but they're getting help locally from a food pantry. And I was hoping you could just set my listeners straight on the difference between what you do and how you support local food pantries.
I would be happy to. I feel like I spend most of my life trying to explain the difference between a food bank and a food pantry, but it is an important distinction. And the more people know what the difference is, the better off it will be for all of us. We are a food bank, so we are a warehouse or a distribution center, if you will. There are only 5 Feeding America food banks in the state of New Jersey, and we all service different geographic areas. So the Norwest Cap Food Bank serves the northwest corner of the state. So we service all of Warren, Sussex, and Hunterdon counties. And by serve, I mean we provide food to all of the charitable organizations that in turn feed the hungry. So we are giving the food to all of the food pantries, the soup kitchens, the group homes, the camps, the shelters, as long as an organization is recognized as a 501c3 charitable organization, they can belong to the food bank. And when they belong to the food bank, when they need food, they call and they make an appointment and they come here and pick it up. Or in some cases, for instance, the Flemington Food Pantry, because their orders are so very large, we deliver to them with our trucks. So I think oftentimes people say the word food bank, but in their mind they're envisioning a food pantry where a family or an individual can go and get bags of groceries. We, the food bank, are not open to the public, so families and individuals cannot come here to get food. We strictly service the agencies who in turn feed the hungry.
I think that is very insightful, and I think it's important for people to understand the difference so they can also be educated on that. And I know you alluded to the children that you help, and you have certain programs that go above and beyond the food banking work of feeding the community. Do you, with school, going back to school, would you mind just popping in for a moment and talk about the summer program and then how that leads into helping children that as they go back to school?
Sure. For many, many years, all we did at the food bank was distribute food through the agency system. But back around 2006, 2007, we realized that there were a number of hunger-related issues that were not being addressed. And that is around the time we started our backpack program. The backpack program is designed for children who are termed food insecure, and by that we mean there's probably not enough food in their households to get them through any extended period of time. these are children that are most definitely on the free or reduced lunch program at their school. But in addition to that, there have to be some extenuating circumstances. Perhaps both parents have lost their job, or there's a terminal illness in the family, or something that would put that child at a greater risk. So we ask the school personnel, whether it be a nurse, a guidance counselor, a social worker, to identify these children for us. And then every Friday throughout the school year, from September through June, every Friday those children receive a backpack filled with lightweight, nutritious, easy-to-eat, easy-to-prepare food. They take home the food. It's not a bag of groceries for their whole family. It is a backpack just for that child so that they have something to eat at every point in time during the weekend when you and I would sit down for a meal. So we try to put a couple breakfast items, a couple lunch items, some protein items for dinner, shelf-stable milk, juice boxes, maybe a snack. When we started the program in 2006, we did it as a pilot program at one elementary school here in Phillipsburg, and we were delivering 12 backpacks every Friday to that school. Fast forward to the school year that just ended in June, we every week were delivering over 500 backpacks to children in 27 different schools in our service territory. So the program certainly continues to grow. And I will say we don't have as large a participation as we would like in Hunterdon County. So if there are some school nurses or social workers or guidance counselors or even teachers or principals listening to this right now that know there are children in their schools that could benefit from this program, I would encourage them to call the food bank so that we can get them on board and try and set up something for them. So that was our backpack program, and that is done strictly at the elementary school level. In addition to that, a few years later, we started a school pantry project. We have currently five school pantries that we operate, emergency pantries on middle school and high school campuses in our area, and that's been another tremendous program. And then in June, when the school year ends and these children don't have their free lunch, they don't have their backpack on Friday, they don't have a school pantry to go to, we're back to square one. So one thing we do in the summertime, which unfortunately we don't cover Hunterdon County for that, but we are pre-qualified to run the program here in Phillipsburg, we provide free lunches to any child up to the age of 18. They can walk into one of our many sites during the summer from 11 to 1, Monday through Friday, all summer long, and get a free lunch. So it's not a perfect solution for everyone, but we do feel that we're reaching more and more children and helping them, and that's the most important thing to us right now because we know for a fact that there are so many children in the state of New Jersey that go to bed hungry every night.
And that really is what we're trying to impact, the ability to make sure that children, seniors, adults have enough food to eat, that they don't experience that feeling of hunger. And for our listeners who've never seen a child who's hungry eat a meal, it is the most sad thing that you could possibly see. And in our area, our service area, with so much wealth around us, it is a shame that we have so many children that are hungry. And Helene, can we just give those numbers again? 2006, you started the backpack program, and you did how many children in schools?
Well, it was a pilot program, so we just had one school, so we were delivering 12 backpacks every Friday, the first year of the program.
And now 10 years later, you have over 500 children?
Over 500 children in 27 different schools that get a backpack every Friday throughout the school year.
Well, Helene, you and your staff are amazing and a force to be reckoned with, always going the extra 100 miles to do what you can. I've never seen anyone move mountains so quickly when there is someone that is hungry and in need. And it's a great, great opportunity, I think, for our listeners to find out ways, if they were unaware that there is so much hunger in our area, if they were unaware that we do have children that, unfortunately, there's no food in their home. They go home from school and there's no food. And Helene, you know, it kills me. The children get the backpacks, but then I think about the older siblings, and you know that kills me. I hate thinking about children that are hungry, and that's the reality of the situation of some of our kids.
It is, and that's one of the reasons we started the school pantry program, and that has filled a bit of a gap, but there are still more things we can do. And if I can allude one moment, you just mentioned before, children and seniors, we don't want them to go hungry. Our mission is to aid in hunger relief. But certainly we try to emphasize the healthier aspects of eating. Food is wonderful, but we want them to have healthy food, too, because there are so many medical conditions that are associated with a poor diet. Now, I will say we are very fortunate here in Hunterdon and Warren County and Sussex County because we are more rural. So we have wonderful farms and farmers that donate produce on a regular basis throughout the growing season. So we love having the fresh produce to give to the folks. And we also in the wintertime are very fortunate to have a great relationship with Hunters Helping the Hungry. So we get a lot of venison through that program, which is a wonderful product because it's high in nutrition and it's low in fat and calories. So it's a great product to be able to offer our clients.
And it's also very easy to prepare venison.
Yes.
So those are wonderful points to make. We had a guest last week from the Hunterdon Lands Trust Alliance who has the farmers market on Sundays. And they're excited to work with Norwest Cap and to try to do what we all can to help people that are hungry and to help support the local communities that are feeding the individuals, unlike the food bank's mission. But together, you know, we're working on these issues. And I think people really would like to jump in and do a little bit more if they knew how they could support your efforts at the food bank. I know, quick, before we go on a news break, maybe you could talk about the thrift store.
Yes, one of our fundraising activities, if you will, is a small thrift store that we operate. It's right in the front of the food bank down here on North Broad Street in Phillipsburg. Everything in the thrift store is donated to us, so we sell things at very reasonable prices, and all of the money raised in the thrift store helps support the food bank operation. Another big misconception about food banking is people assume that we are state and federally funded, and we are not. We have to raise every penny of our operating budget ourselves, so we are constantly looking for ways to raise money to support the food bank operation.
So checks can go to 201 North Broad Street, payable to the Norwest Cap Food Bank, Phillipsburg, New Jersey, 08865.
Right. They also can support any of our events. We have our Empty Bowls Luncheon coming up in September for Hunger Action Month.
Before we jump into the events, I'm going to do the news break, and then if you'll stay with us, so I'd like to really talk in depth about the three events that you have going on so our listeners can really learn how they can get involved and really help the efforts of Helene and her staff. And you do have a phenomenal staff.
Yes, I do.
Janet and Kate and Susan and everyone in the warehouse, and your summer feeding, the summer nutrition program was outstanding this year, so we should really try to give a great big shout out to all of your staff that work so hard to help with the mission here.
Thank you.
All right, we'll do a news break, everyone, and then we'll come back with Helene, and we will talk about the events that are very important to the food bank, and you can learn more of how you can become engaged in the community to help end hunger.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
Hillary Clinton has a 100-day amnesty plan where everybody here, no matter whether you've been a criminal or not, no matter how you got here or not, is going to wind up becoming American citizens under Hillary Clinton's plan.
New Jersey Governor Chris Christie on ABC's This Week helping to set the pace before a major speech by Donald Trump on immigration. The speech is scheduled to take place on Wednesday. Trump believed to give some details on how his immigration plan would work if he's president. An arrest in the shooting of an NBA star's relative.
Darren and Darwin Sorrells opened fire on this intended target, and unfortunately, they strike Nikia Aldrich, who was walking on the sidewalk pushing a stroller. She's fatally struck by the bullets. Both of these offenders have been charged with first-degree murder.
The brothers were member of a local gang, one of them being monitored by Chicago officials. He had just been released from prison at the time of the shooting. USA Radio News, I'm Jason Wirt.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
I'm Sean Hare, the site director at conservativetribune.com. Conservative Tribune is one of the most visited news sites in the world, and the reason is simple. conservativetribune.com delivers edgy and bold commentary of the news every day. We are unapologetically pro-America, unabashedly conservative. At conservativetribune.com, we don't make apologies for who we are or what we say. If you're looking for more than boring stories and simple thought, visit conservativetribune.com. That's conservativetribune.com.
The makers of EpiPen have been coming under fire from congressional leaders. Now say they're going to make a generic version. Here's more.
In a statement on Monday, Mylan's CEO, Heather Brush, said the company's decision was in response to public frustration of the cost and would help make EpiPen accessible to those who needed it. The product, which is a one-time-only use and expires every 6 months, further adds to the cost of treatment. EpiPen is used to treat anaphylaxis, which typically occurs from bee stings or food allergies and can lead to death if not treated immediately.
The first congressman from outside the state of Louisiana to survey damage from catastrophic flooding around Baton Rouge says FEMA has been pitiful. Florida Republican John Mica toured the destruction today with a Republican who represents most of the damaged region. Mica said the FEMA has been very slow in setting up mobile homes that give people somewhere to stay while their homes are repaired. For more news and in-depth analysis of the news, head to westernjournalism.com. For USA Radio, I'm Jason Wirt.
Have you been to conservativetribune.com? Now, this is one of the most visited news sites in the entire world, and the reason is simple. conservativetribune.com delivers edgy and bold commentary of the news. They're unapologetically pro-America, unabashedly conservative. At conservativetribune.com, they don't make apologies for who they are or what they say. And if you're looking for more than just boring stories and simple thought, you go to conservativetribune.com. That's conservativetribune.com.
The U.S. Open taking place and security in New York has significantly increased. Here's Sarah Lee Kessler with more.
You'll see concrete barriers and no standing, no stopping signs the minute you arrive at Billie Jean King National Tennis Center. Also, a lot of extra police and walk-through metal detectors. Heightened security following mass shootings in the U.S. and terrorist attacks in Europe.
I guess under the circumstances, this is what's necessary in today's world.
Meanwhile, police are still looking for a man who tried to kidnap an 11-year-old over the weekend at Kids Day. He grabbed her by the wrist but fled after she broke free and gave him a swift kick. Sarah Lee Kessler, New York.
The bus driver in a fatal collision this weekend should never have been in the United States to begin with. Correspondent Chris Barnes has the whole story.
An illegal immigrant was reportedly driving a charter bus when it crashed yesterday in Louisiana, killing two people and injuring dozens of others. Reports are the man wasn't even licensed to drive that bus. The bus full of workers who were headed to Baton Rouge on Interstate 10, hoping to help with the flooding cleanup. The driver, Dennis Yasmir Almaya Rodriguez, an undocumented immigrant from Honduras, according to police.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Apple is expected to show off a new iPhone next week when the company holds its fall product launch event in San Francisco. Also on the menu, new iWatches. For more news, go to usaradio.com. I'm Jason Wirt.
And we're back here in the studio. Helene on the phone, not quite in the studio, but still with us. And she's got her great radio voice over here. She should probably be on my side of the board today with her.
No, you stay right where you are.
Well, you do have, sometimes people on the phone, Helene, it's, I have to mute myself out a lot. It's difficult, but you're coming across just perfectly as always. So one thing I really, really wanted to talk to everyone about today are the events that you have, back-to-back events that you do to help raise funding. Certainly within the Norwest Cap structure, you are the only program that has to fundraise for your entire budget. And so when you host different fundraising events, they're critical. They're very important to your operating budget. It's not an extra thing, as some of our other fundraisers are. Do the Cops on the Run 5K. We had that a few weeks ago, and it's great, and it allows us to do extra things. But when you have fundraisers, it's because you need funds for your operational budget to be able to support your normal everyday work. So it's important that people who can contribute, contribute greatly.
Absolutely. It's critical to us.
It is. And so you tell us, you have three things going on. Tell us which one is first and how you want people to help.
I'm not even sure which three you mean, because I feel like we have 100 things going on, but I'll tell you the
you
ones
do the
that 100. I think are most important.
you keep going, Helene. I'm not going to stop you now.
Well, September is Hunger Action Month across the country, and so we always have a lot of events going on in September. But one of the first events we have, we always kick off Hunger Action Month with our Empty Bowls Luncheon, and that will be taking place on Tuesday, September 13th at the Almond Tree Manor in Alpha, New Jersey. It is a wonderful event. This is the 10th year we're doing it. Folks come and they enjoy a simple meal of soup, salad, and bread, and sometimes a light dessert. But the highlight of the luncheon is that they get to select a beautiful handcrafted pottery bowl to take home with them as a reminder of hunger in their community. And we have soups from four or five different restaurants. We have the bread and the salad from our wonderful, wonderful friends at ShopRite. The bowls have been made by all different students from Blair Academy and local potters. And I will tell you, we've heard over and over again from folks that come to this event every year, they really couldn't care less about the luncheon. They come so they can add another bowl to their collection, because the bowls really are magnificent. So the ticket price is $25. The event is held from 11:30 to 1:30 at the Almond Tree Manor. And that's not to say someone has to come for the full 2 hours. It's pretty fluid. People can just come on their lunch hour, select their bowl, have a nice lunch, and then leave. And we just keep circulating folks through the tables. So it's a great event. It's a very low-key event, but very important to us. And then the Sunday after the Empty Bowls Luncheon, we have the ShopRite of Hunterdon 5K Race for Hunger. And this is the 21st year that the wonderful folks at the Kalalilo ShopRite stores have done this race for us. It started out, I believe, just as a 5K run, and now we've added a 3K scenic walk as well. So folks that don't want to run but still want to participate in this wonderful fundraiser can come and do the 3K walk. It's at Deer Path Park in Flemington on Sunday, September 18th. It starts at 9:30 in the morning. They have prizes for the top three finishers in each of the age categories. This year, there are medals for all of the participants, whether they're in the walk or the run. The folks at ShopRite have designed a beautiful red, white, and blue shirt this year, nice patriotic shirt for our election year. And they also will be doing a food collection. So anyone who brings non-perishable food to donate for the NorWestCap Food Bank will have tickets put into a drawing for beautiful door prizes and baskets that they'll be giving out that day. So there's a lot going on. I've been going to this race since I started here at the food bank 9 years ago, and I will tell you, it is always an absolutely beautiful day. I don't think we've ever seen rain or clouds. It's just been wonderful. So that's the race gods shining down on us. But the ShopRite 5K Race for Hunger is a great event. All of the money they raise from their vendors, their sponsors, and the folks that register for the race all comes directly to the food bank. ShopRite does not keep one penny of this. They are just so good to us. People can register online. They can call the food bank. They can pick up registration forms in any of the Kalalilo ShopRite stores. And we're looking forward to having another great crowd this year.
And, Helene, I'll just speak for the runner for that course. It is through the woods. It's a great course to run because there's different terrain. You go up a hill at the end of the race, but it's not a Jugtown Mountain quality hill. But it is challenging enough, and it is a well-marked course. There is a map that is usually available at the registration table. Mm-hmm. And that is really important because you have runners going different ways. I think you've moved the walkers out of the 5K path.
We did have to make some adjustments to the race course this year because apparently there's a little bridge there that was washed out in the last storm.
Oh,
so we've made a few modifications, but there will be maps available at the registration table and in all of the registered runners' bags so they know exactly where they should be going.
Okay. And some of the runners might want to know also that you can register that day. As you said, it's not a big deal. The registration table, there's a lot of parking. There's some overflow parking lots. So if you just get there at least a half hour ahead of time, you can run up to the registration table if you don't register online first, get your bag, get your bib number, get everything back to the car, and get to the start date, to the starting part of the race so you can have a great finishing time. And it's there are great runners on that course, and you have a lot of course marshals. You have a lot of people out there cheering you on. So I say for all those who are thinking about doing a 5K and maybe missed our cups on the run or registered and didn't run, let's go. Get your bag, get your racing shoes, lace them up, and get on over to Deer Path Park. That is coming up quickly, Helene. I saw Jim Sheraton somewhere the other day, and he's like, you better get in shape. It's in a few weeks. I'm like, what? He's like, yeah, you better start right now. So I know that is coming up.
And pre-registration is $25, but that only goes until actually tomorrow. And then after that, it's $30 or registering the day of the race. But there are all of the pre-registered folks automatically get the T-shirt. The people that register the day of, they will still have shirts available until they run out. And I don't think we've ever run completely out. So it's always nice to add another shirt to the collection as well.
It is. And your shirts are very well liked because in the past, they've always been that wicking.
And they are this year, too.
See? So this is not all the runners out there will appreciate this. This is not your typical T-shirt run. This is like this great shirt that you're going to wear all the time because it is phenomenal. So everyone always wants to know about that shirt. Is that going to be the shirt that has the wicking away the moisture for the runners? And it will. And so many of the runners are going to want to put that shirt on right after they register.
Right. The folks at ShopRite are always so, so kind and so generous, and they do everything top-notch. So we're just thrilled to participate with them again this year, and I think everyone will love the shirts.
Okay, Helene, if you still have time, I'd love to do a few more commercials so I could pay the bills, and then we could talk about some of your other events.
Okay.
Okay, thanks, Helene.
Mm-hmm. At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Hey, Pat. Know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb.
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Huntington Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Huntington Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
And we're back. Laura will be so happy from the Hunterdon Chamber office that I actually got my ad spots in on time, just like I'm supposed to pay the bills around here. Sometimes I get caught up in what we're doing, and I have to do a mad scramble to make sure I have everything in place here. So I'm joined on the phone today with my very good friend and colleague, Helene Meisner, who is the director of the Norwescap Food Bank. And she was just telling us about two of the events that you can support either as a potter, donating some beautiful bowls or attending an empty bowls luncheon, or as a runner or walker, registering for an upcoming 5K. And today's the last day for the early bird registration, so I'll make sure I have a link on the Facebook page here this evening. And then Helene was going to morph into some other information on how you could help the food bank in addition to shopping at the pantry or just sending a check over to 201 North Broad Street, Phillipsburg, New Jersey, 08865.
Yes. So coming up in November is our one of the biggest events of the year for us. It's our culinary celebration. This is our 14th annual culinary celebration. It's held at Beaverbrook Country Club right there on Route 31, or right off Route 31 in Annandale. It's on Tuesday, November 1st from 5 to 8 p.m., and this is a lovely event. We have different restaurants and purveyors that provide their signature dishes and desserts and coffees, and folks just go around tasting all this wonderful food all evening long. We have some lovely music to entertain them with while they're enjoying the food and beverage. And in a separate room, we have what we call our Red Bow Basket Gala. It's a very upscale, tricky tray, if you will, but we have beautiful themed baskets that folks can purchase tickets to try and win, and that, too, is one of the highlights of the event. So it's always a very special event for us, and hopefully folks in the Hunterdon County area will think that's not too far away, and they'll come join us for our 14th annual culinary celebration and Red Bow Basket Gala on Tuesday, November 1st at Beaverbrook Country Club. And one of the final events I'll tell you about, if anyone out there is a student, or if you have a student, which I'm sure many of you do, is our Student Hunger Challenge. This is a statewide program where we try to get schools from all over the state to participate in the Students Change Hunger Challenge. It runs from the middle of September through the middle of December, and during that two-month period of time, schools can register, and they can do anything they want to try and raise food and funds for their local food bank. They can hold food drives. They can hold car washes and donate the money. They can duct tape their principal to a wall, anything they want to do. And there's a wonderful website, www.studentschangehunger.org, that will show you what schools have done in the past. At the end of the challenge, each food bank selects a school as a winner, and that would be the school that brought in the most food and funds for the food bank. But in addition to that, they have the opportunity of any school can be moved along for the Governor's Cup Challenge, and this is a trophy that comes out of the governor's office, not necessarily for the school that brought in the most food, but for the school that was the most enthusiastic and energetic in promoting the challenge. So we'd like to get as many schools as possible in our service area to participate in the Student Hunger Challenge. And again, they can go on the Students Change Hunger website, or they can call us at Norwescap, and we'll be happy to give them more information about the Student Hunger Challenge. We have found that students in all schools really do love to help out as much as they can, and the kids come up with some great creative ways to support the food bank, so we're very grateful for that.
That's not 100 things, though, Helene, but that is quite a number of different events and things going on, and calls to action for teachers and students, both with the, looking for Hunterdon County schools to see if there's any schools that want to try to participate in the backpack program and talk to you and discuss what that might be. You have 5 school pantries, and I'm guessing if someone had a significant need, you would talk about that again, and the Student Hunger Challenge. And you said the duct tape of the principal to a wall. Didn't I see pictures? Didn't that actually happen?
That did happen. There was a school that did that. They charged per foot of duct tape, and the students paid the money and bought the duct tape, and they duct taped their principal to a wall. So that was how they raised money for the Student Hunger Challenge. It was quite interesting.
So, Helene, you have to be careful when you issue these broad challenges out on our airwaves. So duct taping a principal to the wall has been done. So you won't be overdoing it if you're a principal and you want to absolutely positively find a way to help end hunger that probably is going on right in your own community and your own school. And I know that you worked with some students at one of the colleges that did a great food drive, one of the state colleges. Do you still have a lot of participation from colleges and fraternities and sororities?
We do. And actually, the Student Hunger Challenge is for students from preschool all the way up through college. So throughout the state, there are colleges, there are high schools, there are middle schools, elementary schools, private schools, public schools, any kind of school can participate in this. And we've had some great results from Rutgers and in this area, Centenary College, Raritan Valley Community College. So we've had a lot of great participation from our local schools.
Okay, Helena, and just one last question. I know you're off to going, I don't even want to know where, but I know you're going to be off to going somewhere. And I just wanted to see if you could just help educate us. Right in the next 4 weeks, everything will go from summer to Thanksgiving and then Christmas and the holiday season. And everyone wants to know, do you want the turkey? Do you not want the turkey? Do you want a food drive? Do you not want a food drive? Can you set us straight, Helene?
Yes, I would be happy to. And I am asked this question all the time. Would you rather have food or money? And my answer is always this. I would never tell anyone not to give us food. That is the business we're in. But the truth of the matter is, we can make the money go so much further than you can. We tell folks all the time that for every $1 donated to this NorWestCap food bank, we can provide 14 pounds of food to a family in need. And that's because we are giving out a combination of donated and purchased product. But even when we have to purchase product, we buy things by the pallet full or by the truck full. So we're getting a deep discount. And the other good thing about having money to spend is we can buy exactly what we need. And that becomes very important during the holiday season because we normally have requests for more than 4,000 holiday food baskets. So I need to make sure we have 4,000 turkeys and 4,000 mashed potatoes and 4,000 stuffing and 4,000 gravy. So even if we receive food from a food drive, chances are we're not going to get the quantity we need. So we'll figure out what we have, and then we have to purchase the rest. So having funds to be able to buy exactly what we need is really important. And if I could just close, Georgine, with saying a thank you to the folks in Hunterdon County because they really are so very generous to us. Last year was a record-breaking year for the NorWestCap Food Bank. We distributed over 2.5 million pounds of food to 120 charitable organizations in Hunterdon, Sussex, and Warren County. So the need continues to rise, but the folks in Hunterdon County are always so very generous, and believe me when I say we could not do it without you.
Thank you, Helene. Thanks for spending most of your hour with us here at Hot in Hunterdon. We'll put a special shout out to those generous Hunterdon County benefactors who continue to demonstrate to us that they are willing to do what is necessary to continue to break records to help the NorWestCap Food Bank. Helene, we really appreciate your time, and not just today, but always the work that you do for NorWestCap and for our community. We're all a little bit better for it. So give our regards to Janet. We're sorry she wasn't on the phone with us, bantering with us. And we'll post some things on our Facebook page and link them to yours so everyone can participate. Thank you again, Helene.
Thank you. It was truly my pleasure.
Okay, that was Helene Meisner, the director of the NorWestCap Food Bank, on the phone with us, telling us and challenging us on ways that we can help, things we can do, tangible things to benefit the NorWestCap Food Bank. So I hope you're all with me. Now, when I started, or I don't know when it was, But some years ago, certainly before Helene was at the food bank perhaps, the food bank didn't even do 1 million pounds of food, and now here they are, you know, maybe 10 years later, distributing 2.5 million pounds of food just in a three-county area, only to nonprofit feeding charities, and there's 120 of those that receive some type of assistance from the Norwescott Food Bank. I hope you all remember the difference between a food pantry and a food bank. And we're going to do a little music, and then we'll be back here in the studio. I can tell you which one of those it is today, but just in case, shouldn't be using curse words on the air, so we'll just keep going with our recap from the Norwescott Food Bank. So the Empty Bowls Luncheon, again, that is September 13th, and that is at the Almond Tree Manor. That's in Alpha, New Jersey, East Central Ave, but I would call that 519. I might call it 519 incorrectly, but that's what I'm going to call it. And the cost for that ticket is $25. And if you're a potter, as I am, let's get those bowls over to Janet at the food bank so that she can get them ready for the Empty Bowls Luncheon. And if you have questions about that, I do want to give some information to contact Helene and her team. The email for the food bank is foodbank@norwescap.org. That's norwescap.org. And you can call the food bank at 908-454-4322. Again, that number is 908-454-4322. So the run is coming up as well. Helene mentioned that. Today is one of the last days, if not the last day, for pre-registration. And you do want to get the shirt size that you want to select yourself. So I would say go online and definitely register. That is the generosity of Kalilo ShopRite, who organizes this run and this event and donates 100% of the proceeds. Everything goes to the Norwescott Food Bank. And, of course, the program with the schools that are great, the Children's Backpack Program, and we just wrapped up the Summer Feeding Program, and Helene talked about how Justin, from 2006 to 2016, going from 12 backpacks to over 500, the need is there. Hunger is here. It is in New Jersey. It is in for our children. It is for our seniors. It is for the adults that are here that do not have enough money to purchase food, or if they purchase food, they won't be able to pay a utility bill or have enough money for their rent. And it's a terrible thing to watch people that are hungry eat and to know that they may not know where the next meal is going to come from. And it's a sad thing. It's a basic need. I would argue to anyone that housing, a safe place to live, food to eat, these are the most basic of necessities. And it does certainly impact me when I know that there are people here in New Jersey, my neighbors, sometimes my friends, that don't have enough food to eat. And so we honor them by trying to give in the community and trying to support the nonprofits that are able to help other people. And certainly the food bank is one of those. So support the Empty Bowls Luncheon and the thrift store. If you want to purchase something, do it at the food bank. Let them reap the benefits of that. And we're out of time. Ruth Ann Celebration Hour is coming up, and I have to get off the air so she could get on. Thank you so much for staying with us for this hour at Hot and 100, and have a great long weekend.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
Hillary Clinton has a 100-day amnesty plan where everybody here, no matter whether you've been a criminal or not, no matter how you got here or not, is going to wind up becoming American citizens under Hillary Clinton's plan.
New Jersey Governor Chris Christie on ABC's This Week helping to set the pace before a major speech by Donald Trump on immigration. The speech is scheduled to take place on Wednesday. Trump believed to give some details on how his immigration plan would work.